Yes. Hello, Lord Bay. This is Councillor Hill, Larry Hill, just reporting on the meeting of Monday, December the 14th. I took a little bit of time off over the holiday, so here we go. The meeting took place at 5 o'clock at the Legion, and we were all present there. Meeting was called to order at 5 o'clock, and we did all the regular stuff, adopted the agenda, adopted the minutes from the previous meeting, and the meeting began. We also were, there was a public health order that we could not have any people in the viewing gallery. So unfortunately, that's going to be the case on the meeting, the first meeting in January too. Petitions and delegations, we had the Alert Bay Historical Society by phone. Staff will set up a private meeting with representatives of the Alert Bay Historical Society and the council representatives to discuss a strategy to bring together all parties for a community museum. A property owner development of 87 Willow. By phone, the property owner discussed their property development with council and will bring back a revised plan to a future council meeting. We had neighbor concerns and questions on a building permit application at 715 First Street, and it was moved and seconded that this item be tabled to allow staff time to research and answer the questions. Old business, we had a building permit application at 715 Fir. It was moved and seconded that this item be tabled to verify setbacks and completed structure height, and hopefully we'll be able to proceed with that that project in the new year. There was a tree cutting permit application, 585 First Street, and it was moved and seconded that this application be approved. Dr. Jensen, the medical closure, he had a request for a fee waiver, commercial water, sewer, refuse, recycling. We moved and seconded that staff send a letter to Dr. Jensen to advise him that his request to have the fees waived is denied. I have discussed the matter with Dr. Jensen too. So, Mayor Buchanan, a verbal report reinstating the best decorated house contest. The last time this contest was held was 2017, and this topic was discussed with the Tri-Authority Group, and they agree that having this contest provides something positive for the community. This was carried. Councillor Hill, I gave a verbal report of the Namgeese Dental Clinic. It's such an asset to our community, and the equipment is state-of-the-art. There have been numerous inquiries to myself and to village office staff regarding the reopening of the clinic. And Port McNeil dentists are not accepting new patients except in an emergency. So it was moved and seconded that the staff write a letter to the Namgeese First Nation to encourage them to reopen the dental clinic. Correspondence for action. Constable Scott McDonald, Alert Bay RCMP, had a request for material funding and permission to use the logo for Operation Christmas Sled. It was moved and seconded that a donation of $100 be provided toward the materials and that permission be granted to use our logo. Coastal Community Togetherness had a request for support and local distribution of an e-petition. It was moved and seconded that a letter of support be sent to Gambier Island for their efforts to ensure long-term public access to the New Brighton Dock from Transport Canada. NDP MP Julian Kwan and Davies request for formal endorsement of Bill C-213, the Canada PharmaCare Act, and this is an act that would provide PharmaCare for the public. We all agreed with that. The letter of endorsement to Bill C-213, the Canada PharmaCare Act, was sent to the MPs. Access BC campaign request for support, increasing access to free prescription contraception. And this letter was actually sent to thank us for our support. No further action was taken. Correspondence for information. There was Province of BC guidance for open meetings and electronic meetings. Regional District of Intac recommendations for MRDT in 2021, Island Health Information Bulletin, COVID-19 collection sites, City of Fort St. John, a letter to UBCM regarding convention schedule, Province of BC new infrastructure funding to support COVID-19 response recovery, Province of BC Community Workforce Response Grant, skills training for economic recovery stream, and BC Hydro Update 2020 Light Rate Application. Visitor Center's social stats for Facebook and virtual360.com and check listings. It was moved and seconded that all these items be received for information. Item 10, bylaws and policies, a draft zoning bylaw provided the council for information and review and citizens' concerns for public feedback on bylaws. The staff has responded. Council reports, Mayor Buchanan participated in two regional district Zoom meetings. He attended the transportation meeting with a government rep, as well as a rep from the provincial transport line. He made a visit to 715 First Street with the property owner, Councillor Granger, and the public works foreman to discuss the driveway plan there. He attended a local EOC meeting at the Lam Rec Center, attended a Vintas AGM via Zoom, a teleconference with CIO and lawyer regarding Fishing Pier, participated in True Tri-Authority videos, attended a Zoom NWTAC with representatives from the Transit Authority and the provincial government, responded to an online RCMP survey, attended a Tri-Authority meeting with the CAO, hooked up additional phone lines at the Legion meeting room for speakerphone to allow for public participation, participated in a teleconference with Minister Josie Onborn and Councillor Granger, and he responded to numerous calls and emails. Councillor Gordon attended a Zoom Vancouver Island transportation meeting. Transit drivers will not be enforcing mandatory masks. Councillor Granger participated in a conference call with the VHA, made a site visit to 715 First Street to review the driveway plans, made a site visit to the community hall area where a donated tree has been planted. She will work with staff to send out a thank you letter to the person who planted the tree and the person who donated it to the village. She attended a CBLAC meeting via Zoom and participated in the teleconference with the Mayor, Minister Josie Osborne, and the CAO. Spoke with Sergeant, this is my report to Councillor Hill. I spoke with Sergeant Prunty regarding the golf cart usage in Alert Bay. There is an ICBC operator's permit that may pertain to this use. It is an MV1815 permit. However, there's a prohibition that is at the discretion of the local RCMP. So I've left a message with our new MLA regarding this matter, and this will come up when we have our meeting in early January too. I received a complaint from a local resident regarding the visitor center bulletin board and the staff relationship with the library staff. I told the resident I would pass this on to the CAO. Councillor McGregor participated in a VHA conference call. She attended a CBLAC Zoom meeting, and she attended a Namgis Health Center of Excellence meeting. A lot of information was shared on the future of the healthcare facility. This committee will meet four times a year. Staff reports, Kane Gordon, Fire Chief, attended a Fire Chief meeting. He's hopeful that we can arrange more training for the volunteer members. COVID has made training safety more difficult. He was able to secure some N95 masks for the crew members from a North Island source that is less expensive than previously found. And he worked with the deputy chief and has installed chains on the fire truck. Lyle McNish, the CAO, schedule of 2021 council meetings, moved and seconded that the assignment of council meetings for 2021 be approved. And this was carried. And another item, a new Investing in Canada Infrastructure BC COVID-19 Resilience Infrastructure Stream. Moved and seconded that staff is directed to pursue the COVID-19 Resilience Infrastructure Stream and National Disaster Mitigation Program intakes for the stairwell upgrades project and the tidal mitigation project, based on each project having a budget of $150,000. This was carried. Lyle McNish, CAO, verbal report, budget-specific projects, structural assessment of the pilings at the Municipal Wharf and at the Visitor Center Library Building. It was moved and seconded that the budgeted amount of $20,000 for a structural assessment of municipal-owned building pilings be approved, and this was carried. There is no question period, as the public was excluded from the meeting due to public health issues. We did have a motion to exclude the public, and there was an item that we conducted in camera. The meeting was adjourned at 7:46, so it was almost a 3-hour meeting, but it was an excellent meeting, so there we go.